If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you again today in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Here at Worth Baptist Church, the days of the summer have proven to be some of the most outstanding days that we have ever enjoyed. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and we're rejoicing in the blessings of God with spiritual renewal and spiritual revival being the order of the day. Truly, God is good to us. Souls have been saved every summer in the summertime, and people have been added to the church, and we have been baptizing new converts. And God has blessed in a remarkable way during these days of the first half of the summer of 77. Truly, it's been a super summer, and we praise the Lord for it. In connection with our revival theme, there are three passages of Scripture that we have asked our people to memorize, and we're quoting them every Lord's Day and every Wednesday night in our services. They are, first of all, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and verse 14, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Our revival prayer comes out of Psalm 85 and verse 6. Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? And then our revival theme is Proverbs 14 and verse 34. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Why don't you jot those verses down, commit them to memory, say them every day as you pray for revival. I shall repeat them. First of all, our revival text, 2 Chronicles 7:14. Then our revival prayer, Psalm 85 and verse 6, and our revival theme, Proverbs 14:34. Use these scriptures as you pray for revival during the days of the summer, remembering that summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church. We invite you and your family to share with us today on this Sunday, July the 17th, at 10 o'clock in our Sunday school hour. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of our Sunday school is the Bible. Today we begin a new series of lessons entitled Studies in Ephesians. Our lesson today is Ephesians chapter 1, a beautiful story of love. Come with us and study the Word of God at 10 o'clock in the Sunday school hour of Worth Baptist Church, where our motto is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday school to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11. Our Sunday evening worship service is at 7. On Sunday afternoon at 3, we have a special Sunday school class for the slow educables, and we would like to share that hour with you. If you have someone in your family who needs special attention in being taught the Word of God, bring them at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Remember that we are building for Christ as we build for eternity. We are approaching the date of the entry into our new properties located on Campus Drive at Loop 820. Our new building is in the final stages of completion, and we expect to occupy them toward the end of September or the 1st of October. I trust that you'll join with us in prayer during these days, building people and building for Christ as we build for eternity. This word of special announcement, on Sunday, July the 31st, 2 weeks from today, we will have with us as our guest speaker in all services, Dr. Curtis Hudson from Atlanta, Georgia. Dr. Hudson is in Bible conferences and revival meetings all across America. We feel very privileged to have Dr. Hudson with us. That's 2 weeks from today, on Sunday, July the 31st, in both services, Dr. Curtis Hudson, our special guest. 1 week from today, on Sunday, July 24th, we're having Membership Sunday, and we're urging all of the members of our Sunday school and church to be in Sunday school on Sunday, July the 24th. For those things nearer at hand, today, our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship service at 7. Remember, our location presently is 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Our new location will be 4900 Campus Drive near Loop 820, right near the South Campus of the Tarrant County Junior College and the Fort Worth State School. We're looking forward to being, as we said, in that new building in the fall of this year. We ask you to pray for us as we move toward the completion of our building, as God continues to bless the ministry of Worth Baptist Church, where summertime is revival time. We would like to hear from you by mail this week. The only way that we have of knowing that you receive this broadcast is for you to write us and let us know it. If you will write this week, we will send to you free and postage paid a cassette tape containing today's message on Worth Baptist Hour. Remember, all you need do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas, 76119. We shall look forward to hearing from you this week. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, The Battle is the Lord's. I shall read from 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning at verse 45. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee for this nation of ours where we can freely worship Jesus Christ. We pray that Thou wouldst bless America and send a revival to the heartland. May it begin right here in the city of Fort Worth, here in Worth Baptist Church. I pray, dear God, that there might be a great spiritual awakening. Bless our president. Bless the members of Congress, the governors, the mayors of our cities, and bless the population at large, that all over America men might turn their hearts toward Thee. We wait upon Thee in this hour for spiritual renewal, spiritual awakening, a spiritual explosion, a spiritual revival. May it be in America today. And then, our Father, we pray for the sections of our country, including our own, that so badly need rain. Send us rain this week. And then, Father, I pray for every listener, the shut-in friends, the rest home residents, for those in the hospitals or wherever they are. Bless them and strengthen them in this hour. That man in his place of business today, almost ready to throw up his hands in despair, bless him and strengthen him as he realizes the battle is the Lord's. Bless that dear mother and that young person and that father and husband and those homes where death has come and where there's tragedy and heartaches and problems and difficulties. I pray a special blessing upon every home and every listener to this broadcast. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving we pray. Amen. And now in the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 17, I read at verse 45. Then said David to the Philistine, Thou comest to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee, and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air, and to the wild beast of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. The battle is the Lord's. Remember that verse 47 will say, "And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth, not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's." Truly today, my friend, the battle in which we're engaged is the Lord's battle. We're in an age-old conflict that did not begin with the first of 1977. It did not begin with the turn of the century. It began a long time ago. In fact, it began the moment that Satan exalted himself and said, "I will be higher than the throne of God." At that moment, the conflict began. Satan was cast out of the heavens. Jesus says in Luke 10:18, "I beheld Satan fall from heaven as lightning." The conflict that began in the long ago rages on in the 20th century. It rages between nations, between cities, between homes, between hearts, between lives, between individuals. And we are today caught up in this great conflict whose ultimate end will be a victory for the force of right. The text that I have read you is a part of a classic example of the struggle for right and righteousness that has been going on since the dawn of creation. David, the shepherd boy, is a personification of all that is good. Goliath, the Philistine giant, is a personification of all that is evil. These two forces, good and evil, right and wrong, light and darkness, are still in mortal combat today. Therefore, I've entitled this message, "The Battle is the Lord's." Because the battle is the Lord's, there are three things that we reckon with. First of all, because the battle is the Lord's, we ignore the odds that are against us. Look at David. He's a shepherd boy. He's ruddy. He's short. He's young. He's untrained. He's ill-equipped. He's inexperienced. On the other hand, look at Goliath. He stands 9 feet 9 inches tall. He's a giant. He's qualified. He's prepared. He's equipped. He's trained. He's a man of war. The odds are tremendous against David, but David wins the battle. My friend, the odds are against us today as Christians in the world. We are basically in a minority, but remember this, God plus one always equals a majority. God is on our side, and the battle is the Lord's. I read in the book of Romans, chapter 8, at verse 32, "If God be for us." Now watch this. "If God be for us, inasmuch as God is for us, who can be against us?" I want you to know today that God is for us collectively as a body of believers. God is for the church. The church is the organism that Jesus Christ started and founded when he was upon the earth. Jesus said, "Upon this rock," referring to himself, the large stone, "upon this rock I will build my church." Notice Jesus said, "I will build my church." He did not say, "You will build my church." He did not say, "You will build your church." He did not say, "I will build your church." But Jesus said, "I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." God is for the church in the 20th century. Not only that, but God is for us individually. God is for you, personally and individually, as a child in his family. If God is your Father, Jesus Christ is your Savior, and you belong to the family of God. And God wants the very best for his children. Therefore, I say to you, unapologetically, emphatically, unreservedly, God is for you today. You may think that all the world is against you. Perhaps your family, your friends, your business associates, your neighbors, all have turned their backs on you. Remember this, God is still for you. God is still on his throne. He will take care of his own. His promises are true. He will see you right through, for God is still on his throne. Not only that, but God is for us eternally in the execution of His divine program of the ages. It is written in Ephesians chapter 2 at verse 7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness to us through Christ Jesus, in all those uncounted, unknown, unnamed, innumerable ages yet to come, God will be for you as a born-again believer. The Apostle Paul once said, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And my friend, you can have that same testimony. You can say with Paul, with the strength and the power and the wisdom that I derive from Jesus Christ, I can do all things. Yes, in spite of the odds, although the odds are stacked against you, you don't have to worry about them. In fact, you can ignore the odds because the battle is the Lord's. Secondly, because the battle is the Lord's, we employ spiritual weapons in our fight. In Jude verse 3, we are reminded to earnestly contend for the faith that was once for all delivered unto the saints. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10 at verse 4, Paul says, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, the Apostle Paul dresses up the Christian soldier. Paul says, you ought to put on the girdle of truth. The poet said, truth, crushed to earth, shall rise again. The eternal years of God are hers. But Error, wounded, writhing in pain, dies among her worshippers. Put on the girdle of truth. And then Paul says, in dressing up the Christian soldier, you need the breastplate of righteousness. Not your own righteousness, which according to the Word of God is only as filthy rags, but the righteousness of Jesus Christ. This is what we need in this hour, to adorn our breast with the breastplate of the righteousness of the Son of God. Then Paul speaks of the shoes, having our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and taking with us the shield of faith, and putting on the helmet of salvation, and having the sword of the Spirit, and then that great protective covering of prayer. Prayer changes things and people. The powerhouse is always there, so push the button labeled prayer. Praying pews and powerful pulpits make perfect partners. You talk about me all you please. I'll talk about you on my knees. God wants to hear you pray. God wants to hear your voice. God wants the vibrations of your soul to ring the bells of heaven in prayer. The poet put it this way, prayer makes the darkened cloud withdraw. Prayer climbs the ladder Jacob saw. Gives exercise to faith and love. Brings every blessing from above. Restraining prayer, we cease to fight. Prayer makes the Christian's armor bright. And Satan trembles when he sees the weakest saint upon his knees. Yes, get yourself dressed up, because the battle is the Lord's. And in the third place, because the battle is the Lord's, we claim the victory which is in Jesus Christ. In Genesis 49, Jacob blesses his sons. About one of them he says a very strange thing. In Genesis 49 and verse 19, about his son Gad, Jacob says, a troop shall overcome him, but he shall overcome at the last. In other words, he may lose a campaign. He may lose this conflict here or there, but he's going to win the war. And my friend, we are in a cause that may lose a campaign here or there, but because the battle is the Lord's, we are going to win the war. Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, 57 and 58, thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Yes, the battle is the Lord's, and we are going to win the victory. Now, my friend, let me caution you. You cannot win the victory over the devil with physical force or human influence or scientific skill or man's ingenuity or money or arguments or promises or threats. Only in the indwelling power of Christ in the person of the Holy Spirit can you defeat your enemy. Remember, the battle is the Lord's. I have this footnote and I shall be through. Because the battle is the Lord's, He will reward us with a medal of honor and exalt us to His right hand on high. Before I leave this broadcast today, I will remind you again that our Sunday school begins at 10, our morning worship hour at 11, our evening worship service at 7, and all of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We invite you and your family and friends to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And say, if you would like a free cassette tape containing today's message, The Battle is the Lord's, all you need to do is write this week. Just ask for the tape of July the 17th, and we'll be happy to send to you today's message, Sunday, July the 17th, The Battle is the Lord's. This will be sent you free and postage paid. All you need to do is write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And so until next Lord's Day, at the same time by radio, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.